Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I get it. Clyde has a chance to boom every single week because of what this offense is. But look, let's be honest. If they're going to run, they're just going to let Mahomes run for 5 yards. Or they're just going to run it to Tyreek Hill for some random reason around the goal line. So it is an interesting matchup for Clyde Edwards-Helaire because the Dolphins do have a good defense. They do have a good run defense, but it's more so you just can't bank on it. Like there's too much bust and not enough boom for me with Clyde. Now I get it. If you have McCaffrey or you have Gaskin and you have all these guys that have just been injury prone and you have to make that gamble, hopefully you've got other supporting cast members that can help you out. But I just don't think that this is a matchup moving forward for anything when it comes to Clyde and that offense, because I just think the Chiefs are doing exactly what they're doing. They're flexing their muscle and they know what the strongest muscle is and they don't care who knows it.
Yeah. And I mean, the Chiefs should be a passing team. Like,
yes.
Like you have Patrick Mahomes, you're better at passing the football than anyone else in the league right now. So yeah, go ahead and let teams dare you to run because they'd prefer the Chiefs just try to run and slow things down. And so, yeah, they can keep giving the Chiefs those looks. The Chiefs aren't going to take them. And, you know, I just think that, you know, the people who are questioning whether or not Clyde was a good value at, you know, number 32 in the first round, I think that's absurd. Like, you know, yeah, he didn't perform up to expectations this year, but I think our expectations were just too lofty. Like, he's a rookie player. Clyde Edwards-Helaire's had a fine rookie season. Like, he's looked like he is a solid NFL player. Like, he is going to be a consistent producer for the Chiefs, and he's going to be a good player. And that's all you can hope for. Like, I mean, if the only way you could say that the first round pick is justified, even though it's 32,
right,
it was for him to have like 2,000 all purpose yards, I think that's absurd. Like,
yeah,
there's one player who's going to do that this year. Like that's just ridiculous. You know, he's a rookie and he's been fine. I think he's still in your lineups this week. And I don't think there's anything to worry about him. I think if you have him in dynasty leagues, I think you should be happy to have him in dynasty leagues because he's going to be a productive player for the Chiefs for the next several years. Next matchup, the Red Rifle Showdown revenge game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton leads the Dallas Cowboys into Cincinnati where he's going to destroy his former team.
Couldn't disagree more.
Andy Dalton's been playing okay. I'm not saying put Andy Dalton in your lineup.
He hasn't.
But Amari Cooper has been getting a ton of looks from Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton knows who has the biggest paychecks in that wide receiving core. And so Amari Cooper, absolutely in your lineup. CeeDee Lamb been getting a decent amount of volume too, so you can absolutely start him today. Michael Gallup did have a good game last week, but we can't trust Michael Gallup at all at this point. you know, the previous couple of weeks with Andy Dalton, he wasn't getting looked at all. So I don't trust him. I do like this game for Dalton Schultz, however, who's, you know, getting more looks from Dalton. Bengals aren't particularly good against opposing tight ends. And for Zeke, Zeke's banged up. He was questionable all week, but it seems like he's going to go in this game. It's a good matchup. The Bengals are a terrible run defense, but Zeke has just been awful all year. So I guess play him, but I mean, this is a good matchup for him, so he should find something.
Yeah, my only addition to that, because first off, I think this is the biggest trash fest of a game all day today. But go start Tony Pollard. That's my hot take of Sunday. Tony Pollard, big game.
What if Zeke plays and Tony Pollard doesn't get any love?
I don't think Zeke's going to play the full game. I think Tony Pollard's going to get a lot of the pass catching downs. And I think that Zeke's been banged up. I think this is the game where finally I don't think he can keep going as strong as he thinks he can. And I think this is the Tony P game. I'm just big on Tony P, man.
Well, he's looked like the better running back this year. We'll burn through the Bengals really quick. We don't need to spend time.
Yeah.
So T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, only wide receivers you should consider starting here. It's a great matchup. Dallas' secondary is still garbage. They've still been giving up a ton of points to opposing pass catchers. They've also been giving up a ton of rushing yards, but you know, you got Giovanni Bernard here. If you got him, you can play him, but he's been awful filling in for Joe Mixon, and he's not getting the full workload anymore because he's been bad, so Samaje Perine's been a little bit more involved. With all the running back injuries, it's going to be hard to find another guy that's going to get like a guaranteed 15 touches, so you can absolutely put him in your lineup. Other than that, you don't need anybody else for the Cincinnati Bengals. The New York Jets at the Seattle Seahawks. If the Seahawks offense, which has been bad lately, I've mentioned it multiple times, Kirk Cousins over the last 5 weeks has way outproduced Russell Wilson as a fantasy quarterback. Russell Wilson, who is, you know, on that MVP level for the first part of the season, has really come back down to earth. He's not even really in the MVP conversations anymore. But this is a get-right game for that Seattle offense. Everybody can pass on the Jets. You saw what Derek Carr did to him last week. Derek Carr basically got me into the playoffs in a league because I started him against the Jets, and he threw four touchdowns and had a massive game, including that walk-off touchdown pass to Henry Ruggs. So Russell Wilson, absolute start today. DK Metcalf, absolute start. Tyler Lockett's been awful since that. He had that 200-yard, three-touchdown game against the Cardinals, and he's done basically nothing since then. But you can't bench him against the Jets, so you got to play Tyler Lockett this week. And Chris Carson's still splitting some carries with Carlos Hyde. Pete Carroll said this week he's not completely 100%. But he's still in his two games back. He scored a touchdown. He's still produced for your fantasy lineup. So even if he's not getting 100% of the touches, he's still getting the touches that matter. So Chris Carson's obviously in your lineup.
Yeah, if you're doing weekly, FanDuel, whatever it is, draft, whatever you're doing, this is the week that you put all your stock into DK Metcalf. I'm dead serious, sir, when I say this. DK Metcalf could have 40 fantasy points today. This is going to be a game in which we are going to see Russell Wilson cook again. He's been getting fast food the last couple of weeks. He's been absolutely just not the quarterback that he thought he was going to be. To me, this is the week that DK Metcalf absolutely shreds it. And you can say, oh, Dusty, that's real brave of you. They're playing the Jets. I mean it, damn it. I think that he could have 200 yards, two touchdowns, 10 catches. This is just going to be one of those games in which we're going to see how much better DK Metcalf is than a lot of other players because his matchup favors it. He's going against the worst pass defense in the NFL, the worst team in the NFL, the worst head coach in the NFL. And this is just a game in which the team that they're playing just fired their defensive coordinator. The stars are aligned. Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, we're absolutely going to shred it today.
Yeah, he could. DK Metcalf could legitimately run away with the league lead in receiving yards today. Like, he feels like he should be a lock for like 200 yards today against the Jets.
Yeah.
As far as the Jets go, you're not starting anybody. If you're really desperate, Bashaud Perriman's the only guy that you could take a look at. No Denzel Mims in this game. And Jameson Crowder popped up on the injury report late in the week. He might not go. So you can't start anybody else for the Jets, even against you know, a Seahawks defense that has been better, but still not great. The Falcons at the Chargers. I know you're big on Calvin Ridley, Dusty, but you know, I'm still starting Calvin Ridley because he's going to get all the looks, and he's the only playmaker, really, for the Falcons with no Julio Jones. But Matt Ryan has been straight up awful in every game that Julio Jones has not played this season, including the games where Julio Jones has left early because of injury. Matt Ryan just isn't the same quarterback if he doesn't have the alien that is Julio Jones in there to catch, you know, 12 passes for 150 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, I think when we talked about just having a friendly conversation, I think this is a game in which Cal Ridley can explode. They got to get it right at some point because Julio Jones isn't going to last forever. Next year might be it with Julio Jones in this offense because, unfortunately, time is undefeated and it waits for nobody. And I think that this is a game in which they've got to figure it out. They've got to get it right. The Chargers have absolutely been just not terrible, but they're not great against they're not the greatest defense, but they're not the worst. I guess that's kind of a very vanilla thing to say. But this just screams to me one of those games, and it's unfortunate because I'm going up against Justin Herbert, who we'll get to in a little bit, who could absolutely just shred it today. But this has, you know, track meet written all over it today. And if it's going to be a track meet on both sides, you've got to figure out who's going to get the most volume. And this is a big Cal Ridley game for me because Matt Ryan's got to figure it out. Like, they've got to figure out how to get him involved and make him a dominant receiver when Julio's not there. It's, you know, to give it an analogy, your brother's going to move out of the house eventually, and you got to figure out how to clean the room by yourself. Cal Ridley's going to have that game and prove it to the Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan's going to prove it to him. And I feel like this game has that type of feel to it where you're like, okay, this is the connection that they have in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, he should get plenty of looks. And so, yeah, obviously you're still starting him. But,
yeah,
you know, in the games where Julio Jones has not played, Calvin Ridley's numbers have also gone down because defenses can just focus on him. And the Chargers secondary has still been strong against opposing fantasy wide receivers. But, yeah, you still got to start him. I don't trust Todd Gurley at all here. It's not a great matchup. I'm gonna bench him if I can. I understand if you have to play him because, you know, it's hard to find a guy that's gonna get you like 12 touches. And Todd Gurley gets all the red zone carries, so if they get inside the five, there's a good chance that he winds up with a touchdown. And Hayden Hurst has just not been very good and
sucks.
Everybody, you know, thought he was on the cusp of a breakout year. Turns out there's a reason the Ravens traded him, even though they took him before Lamar Jackson and took Mark Andrews after him, and Mark Andrews is the better player. But, you know, he's going to get enough looks today with no Julio Jones that he can probably still be in your lineup. And I'm with you on the Chargers. Chargers got blanked by the Patriots last week. They were terrible. I did say on the fantasy show that I did not like Justin Herbert last week because I thought Bill Belichick was just going to do too much stuff to confuse him, and I was 100% right. We've seen Belichick do that to Mahomes. Like, you know, he's Belichick. That's what he does. He's really, really good at it. And that's what we saw last week with Justin Herbert. I don't think this Raheem Morris-led defense is going to do that to him this week. I think this is a really, really good bounce back game for Justin Herbert. He's absolutely in your lineup. Keenan Allen is in your lineup. And I like Mike Williams this week. I think they're going to take some shots to Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams could be sitting on a big game today.
Yeah.
And obviously, Austin Ekeler and Hunter Henry are both starts for me as well.
Yeah, I was going to go big on Mike Williams, but you already covered that. So no need to redo that again.
The Green Bay Packers at the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford is really banged up, but it sounds like he's going to go in this game. Marvin Jones has been getting a lot more love since they cut the other Marvin. Kenny Golladay is not going to be in this game. And it sounds like DeAndre Swift might be back. And a lot of people are asking me about DeAndre Swift this week because you know, prior he had the concussion and then I think he had COVID and now he's coming back. But that was like 3 weeks ago at this point when he looked like he had clearly taken over as the lead running back in that backfield. I'm a little concerned that they're not going to just, you know, give him the backfield again. And this is a good matchup. Adrian Peterson has had back-to-back strong fantasy games where he scored multiple touchdowns in each one. He's also, you know, because he was a former Minnesota Viking, had a lot of success against the Packers over the years. So Adrian Peterson's actually going to be a start for me today. And I think you can start DeAndre Swift. Packers run defense has been terrible all year. I'm just worried he's not going to get as much work as we think.
Yeah, I mean, I like DeAndre Swift. I just think that he is, I don't know, man. I feel like this is a game in which the Packers blow him out. And I just don't know if there's anybody on the Detroit's roster that is worth gambling in this type of year. Because like we say all the time, sir, we did it last year, we did it year before, we'll do it again this year. You have to get it right this time of year because there is, again, it's cliche, but there is no tomorrow. There is no next week. I guess there's a tomorrow because it's Monday Night Football, but there is no next week in fantasy. And I just don't think that you need to put anybody in Detroit in your lineup on the line while you try to get better in fantasy. There just has to be a better option than a Detroit Lions player.
Except for Adrian Peterson, who's going to score two touchdowns today.
You're out of your mind if you think that's going to happen.
The Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers absolutely dominates the Lions. He's obviously in your lineup. Devontae Adams, obviously in your lineup. I think Alan Lazard could be in your lineup. The Lions also lost Jeff Okuda, who was placed on IR for the rest of the year. So their secondary was already terrible anyways. So I think Alan Lazard is a strong start. Robert Tonyan, I think, can be in your lineup. And Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams are both guys with upside this week. So I think they're both in your lineup as well.
You like Ryan Tonyan or that cat out of Washington more this week?
Logan Thomas.
Yeah, he's a stud.
I like Logan Thomas because I know he's going to get the looks, but Tunyon's got a much better matchup. But Logan Thomas did torch the Steelers last week, who were the number one defense in the NFL against opposing tight ends. Now the 49ers are the number one defense against opposing tight ends because Logan Thomas destroyed the Steelers so much last week. So it's back-to-back awful matchups for him. I'm not ready to say Logan Thomas is a matchup-proof player, but, you know, with Alex Smith, maybe he does have a safe enough floor that he's still going to be a weekly starter for you. I've got him in a dynasty league, and he is in my lineup each and every week because the rest of my tight ends are awful, so.
Yeah, and I think that Rodgers and Tonyan have a really good connection, too. You know, he's no Richard Rodgers, obviously, for me, but I think that Ryan Tonyan is a guy that we could start talking about in this offense moving forward because tight end is so – God, tight end just sucks to try to figure out in fantasy football because it seems that if you don't have Mark Andrews, Kittle, or Kelsey every year, you just literally don't have a chance every single week to be consistent. And I just really think that – I think Rodgers and Tonyan, I think they have a good connection. And I think that they can really – you should really keep an eye on this if he is on your roster moving forward. And I think that he has a possibility to have a really big matchup today because, yes, Aaron Rodgers throws a lot of touchdowns from 30 yards out. And Devontae Adams, who has proved me wrong every single week when I said he'd be the bust of the 2020 season this year, which he has not been, obviously. But Aaron Rodgers has found that connection when they get closer to the red zone, and it's been Ryan Tonyan. So that's why I asked those questions about the tight end situation because I think both those guys – moving forward could be tight ends in the future of fantasy football that could be really worth targeting.
It's Robert Tonyan, but I think Ryan's better.
Yeah.
Let's burn through these last couple of matchups. The Saints at the Eagles. So they did say this morning that they're not going to rush Drew Brees back. So Taysom Hill, obviously he was going to start this week against the Eagles. But they're saying that Taysom Hill could get the start against the Chiefs next week, which it means good things for the Chiefs, I guess, because Taysom Hill sucks. But he has had a fairly safe fantasy floor, so I will admit that, because Sean Payton insists on ruining everybody's fantasy teams who have Alvin Kamara, although Kamara did finally, you know, bounce back. He had a big rushing game last week. It's just that Alvin Kamara all of his like unbelievable upside in fantasy comes because he's such a ridiculous pass catcher out of the backfield, and there's just none of that upside with Taysom Hill as their quarterback because he can't throw. He's an awful passer of the football. But Alvin Kamara is still in your lineup, despite a kind of tough matchup against a decent Eagles run defense. Michael Thomas still in your lineup. I don't think you can start any other Saint. Nobody else is getting enough looks or volume to feel safe. And Jalen Hurts gets the start this week for the Eagles. It's as brutal of a matchup as they could have picked for him to start all season long. I like Jalen Hurts. I'm hoping that he's successful. There's a report this morning that they want Jalen Hurts to be the starter for the rest of the year. So we'll see how that goes. I don't think you can start any Philadelphia Eagle today. If I have Miles Sanders, I would bench him because he's just been bad. And it's not on him. The Eagles as a team have been bad, and their offense has been just horrible. And so I'm not blaming it on Miles Sanders. I still think he's a really talented running back. The Saints just have one of the best run defenses in the NFL, and they've shut down opposing rushers all year. So I don't trust Miles Sanders in my lineup, and he just hasn't been producing since coming back from injury.
I don't like Miles Sanders today. I don't like him moving forward. I just don't like Philadelphia right now. They're a mess. Unfortunately, I think Doug Peterson, even though he won a Super Bowl, I think it's almost time that they're going to run him out of that system, that team. I fear for Doug Peterson's future in Philadelphia. But I'm like you. I want Jalen Hurts to be good. This just isn't the week that we look at Jalen Hurts and think, okay, this is it. But yeah, I'm like you with everything above. And then I'm also with you on Taysom Hill. I just hate Taysom Hill because he's the guy that for some reason is the teacher's pet, but doesn't bring anything to the table, and everyone knows it, and he sucks.
Yes, he's absolutely awful.
He's ruining us with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has brand new eyeballs, and we don't get to see it.
I know, and he's lost a bunch of weight. Like, he's looking lean and mean, and he's ready to sling it all over the football field. I'm not happy about it either. The Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. This is a massive game on Sunday Night Football tonight. You know, a lot of fantasy implications, obviously, but a lot of Chiefs fans should be rooting for the Buffalo Bills tonight if the Chiefs beat the Dolphins today, and if the Bills find a way to upset the Steelers, then the Chiefs would take over the number one seed in the AFC. It's a huge matchup, too, just with tons of playoff implications. A really good game tonight. You know, Ben can be in your lineup. It is a tough matchup, but the Bills' secondary hasn't been exactly shut down. Their defense really hasn't been that great in general this season, and Tre'Davious White is having kind of a down year. So you're still starting Deontay Johnson. You're still starting Chase Claypool and Juju. I think you can put Ben into your lineup. James Conner should be back, although he's been awful. I understand that you probably don't have anybody to replace him, so he's going to have to go in your lineup. For the Buffalo Bills, I don't trust anybody in their backfield, so I'm staying away from their running backs. Devin Singletary's been outproducing Zach Moss, but neither one of them is having a good year, and neither one of them is producing with any type of consistent fantasy relevance, and it's a brutal matchup against a dominant Steelers run defense. So I'm staying away from their backfield. The Steelers' pass defense hasn't been quite as shut down. Josh Allen's still going to be in your lineup. Stephon Diggs still going to be in your lineup, and they've actually been getting torched by slot wide receivers, and Cole Beasley is having a really good season. So Cole Beasley is a start for me today if you need a streamer.
That's your guy, Cole Beasley. That's officially Steven Serta's guy, everybody.
I mean, not really, but he's been good this year. I'm not...
you have his rap album.
I'm not going to knock Cole Beasley. I have listened to some of his rap before.
Why is Pittsburgh not running with Claypool anymore?
He just... I don't know. It's, you know, everybody's making a big deal about the Deontay Johnson drops, but it's like He might lead the NFL with 9 drops or whatever, but Chase Claypool's dropped a lot of passes too, and so maybe they're just being harder on Claypool because he's a rookie than Johnson. But, you know, he's still got a ton of upside. He just didn't get any targets last week, and I think the Steelers' offense as a whole has not been good the last couple of weeks, really. So I think it's just... they're getting to the point in the season where, you know, they're banged up. They had the really early bye. And I think the Steelers team, despite, you know, starting being undefeated for so long, I don't think they're the best team in the NFL. I don't think that they're like dominant or anything like that. And so I think they had a really favorable schedule because for the first time in a long time, they didn't have a first place schedule. They didn't win their division last year. The Ravens did, and the Ravens had a much tougher schedule. And so it was a product of them having a good schedule early on in the season. And I think Claypool's going to be fine. He's too talented to not be involved in their offense.
I just thought that their offense was so much better when they would let him run the ball five or six times a game, just because of the massive body that he is and the speed that he has. Obviously, he's a great outside target for Ben Roethlisberger, but I just feel like, that offense was better when he ran the ball. They were more productive. Now, granted, they played a weird game last week where they played, at 4 o'clock on a Tuesday or Monday, something like that, where it's just random. I don't know. It was an anomaly of a week last week, but I do really, 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 really like this game tonight.
Yeah, it should be a really good matchup. The Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns burn through this one real quick so we can get on to setting our lineups. Lamar Jackson is going to be a start for me. But Lamar Jackson, you should not be just plugging and playing him as an every week starter anymore. Like, he is a guy that he's a matchup dependent player, and this is a decent matchup. The Browns secondary is not particularly good. You're hoping that he can rush a touchdown and maybe throw a touchdown or something like that. J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards really split the backfield last week, and Mark Ingram didn't get as many touches, but when you look at the snap counts, they were basically all just complete three-way split in terms of snaps, which is super frustrating because Dobbins is obviously producing, but Gus Edwards keeps producing too. Gus Edwards had over 100 yards last week, but Dobbins had 70 yards in the touchdown. So as long as Mark Ingram continues to not get carries, I think that Edwards and Dobbins have some upside in this offense, and you can play both of them. Mark Andrews, completely touchdown dependent, but I understand if you got to put him in the lineup. Hollywood Brown's the only viable receiver, but he hasn't been particularly good, so I wouldn't want to start him even in a good matchup. As far as the Browns go, this is a much tougher matchup for Baker Mayfield. I would expect the Browns to try to run the football. Ravens pass defense and run defense is fantastic, has been all year, so it's a brutal matchup. I don't trust any Cleveland pass catcher in this game, but you got to start Nick Chubb, and I think you still got to start Kareem Hunt because they're still going to have the most upside of anybody in this offense.
I really don't have much more to add to that, just because I know we want to get people's lineups, and we still have to get to that Arizona matchup against the Giants that I'm interested in kind of slightly. But, I agree with all the above.
You just mentioned that this is going to be the last matchup that we run through, the Arizona Cardinals and the New York Giants. So the Giants' defense is legitimately good. It's been really good over the last month or so. We saw what they did to the Seattle Seahawks last week. They completely bothered Russell Wilson all day. It was one of Russell Wilson's worst games of the season. And now they're getting Kyler Murray, who is kind of banged up and has not been very good over the last few weeks. He's really starting to struggle right now. We're seeing the Cardinals kind of nosedive before the playoffs, and they might not be a playoff team now. DeAndre Hopkins has really struggled outside of that Hail Mary game. They're not using him like downfield. They're running all these stupid short like dig and curl routes. I don't know what the deal is. He's also going to see James Bradbury, who's become an absolute shutdown corner this season. It's not a good matchup. Kenyon Drake and Chase Edmonds are splitting a little bit more time, and the Giants have been really good on the ground, not as good against pass catching backs, so Chase Edmonds might have a little bit of upside. I think you can start both of those guys, but I'm not necessarily putting Kyler Murray in my lineup this week. I think he's still a start because of his rushing floor, but DeAndre Hopkins really scares me against the New York Giants. And as far as the Giants offense goes, Wayne Gallman still been really good. He's still a starter. If you got him, put him in. It's a decent matchup. I don't trust anybody in the passing game if Colt McCoy goes, though. Daniel Jones could go in this one, but they haven't said for sure yet.
If I can give any advice in this game, start Chase Edmonds. Kenyon Drake's been bothered all week with like a hamstring injury. He practiced Friday for the first time. I really think this is a game in which it favors Edmonds more than it favors Kenyon Drake. That's my two cents on Arizona. And with Kyler Murray, the shoulder's not right. That's what it is. It got hurt. It got injured in that game against Seattle. Hasn't been right since. So that's why Kyler Murray's numbers have dropped. That team rides with him on the scale of success. I do like DeAndre Hopkins today a lot, obviously. But if I give any advice, it's Chase Edmonds over Kenyon Drake.
All right. Those are the week 14 matchups. Thank you guys for listening. I'll be back on the air next Sunday for Fantasy Football Sunday at 9 a.m. Always be on the lookout for the Forced to Punt podcast that we drop each week to try to help you get your lineup set and get ready for the for Fantasy Week 15. Hopefully we'll be talking to you guys then. You'll be victorious. You will have advanced to the next round of your playoffs. He's Dusty Likens. I'm Steven Serta. We'll talk to you next week.
Be easy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.